Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we'll be featuring Motown artists that have been inducted into the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, Marvin Gaye, Eddie Holland, the Isley Brothers, Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and Martha and the Vandellas. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists who have been inducted into the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Before I go forever. to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be now. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
A Motown memory from Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me, The Ecology, and then reached number 4 in the United States Billboard charts from 1971, and Marvin Gaye was inducted into the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987. Before that, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with The Night recorded on the Motown record label, and then reached number 7 in the UK in 1975. It was released in the United States in 1972 but didn't chart. And Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. And we start with the Four Tops and Something About You, number 19 from 1965. And the Four Tops were also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1990. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all Motown artists who were inducted into the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is located on the shore of Lake Erie in downtown Cleveland. And it recognizes and archives the history of the best-known and most influential artists, producers, engineers, and other notable figures who have had some major influence on the development of rock and roll. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation was established on April 20, 1983, by Atlantic Records founder and chairman Ahmet Ertegun. In 1986, Cleveland was chosen as the Hall of Fame's permanent home. Well, the search committee considered several cities, including Philadelphia, which was the home of Bill Haley and American Bandstand, Memphis, which was the home of Sun Records and Stack Records, Detroit, home of Motown Records, Cincinnati, home of King Records, and New York City, and finally Cleveland. Well, Cleveland lobbied for the museum, citing that WJY disc jockey Alan Freed both coined the term rock and roll and heavily promoted the new genre. Well, civic leaders in Cleveland pledged $65 billion in public money to fund the construction, and that was the home chosen. Coming up, Eddie Holland and Jamie, right here on Motown.
My friends, while I tell you about a girl that's so divine, I love her for the joy she's brought me, for she's mine, all mine. Oh, Jamie. Talking about Jamie. Talking about Jamie. That's my love. Hair so long and pretty. Eyes that shine like gold. This is so divine. I thank the Lord up above for making Jamie all mine. I'm so glad to belong to her, and she's mine, all mine. Oh, Jamie. Talking about Jamie. Yeah, talking about Jamie.
she's with me.
Michael Jackson with Got to Be There, and they reached number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1971, and that was Michael's first top 40 single on his own. He was also recording with the Jackson 5 at this time, and Michael Jackson was inducted into the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2001, before the Isley Brothers with their only top 40 song on the Motown record label, This Old Heart Is Weak For You, and they reached number 12 from 1966. And the Isley Brothers were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992, and we started this set with Eddie Holland and Jamie, Eddie's only top 40 song, reaching number 30 from 1962. He was inducted into the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a non-performer for his writing and producing talents. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all Motown inductees into the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, coming up, the Jackson 5, and I'll be there right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Now.
Martha Vandellas with a great song, Quicksand, reached number 8 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1963, and Martha and the Vandellas were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. Before that, Gladys Knight and the Pips with the Nitty Gritty, reaching number 19 from 1969, and Gladys and her Pips were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. And we started with the Jackson 5 and I'll Be There, their fourth of four number one songs in a row, number one from 1970, and the Jackson 5 were inducted into the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1997. Well, this half hour, we featured all Motown artists that have been inducted into the Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, coming up after the break, we'll hear from another batch of such artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.